Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Teacher sues Moms for Liberty. Liberty Counsel is now involved in the case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
This is the most bizarre case, Matt, of someone who did something inappropriate, but then she came after the people who called her out for doing it.
Yeah, it's really bizarre.
And suing them.
It's really bizarre. It's like somebody breaking into your house.
And you're going to
they trip over your couch because it's dark at night.
Yeah.
They injure themselves and they sue you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the craziest thing.
And this is a teacher who should definitely know better than what she did.
So it's in Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County. It's a public school teacher. And this public school teacher posted some very bad comments following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. On the day after Charlie Kirk's assassination, this Jacksonville public school teacher, Hope McMath, publicly celebrated the murder with a vile and disgusting public Facebook post. Karma is a, and with a B, she posted. And she heard all your speeches. So karma is a B, and she heard all your speeches.
Mm.
So she's basically saying, Charlie Kirk, you got what you deserved. And now you got assassinated. That's a public school teacher. That's hard to believe. You know, after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, some of these, like, were rooted out. They spoke out. It's kind of like the demons. They were in the presence of Jesus,
right,
and they couldn't help but speak. They recognized him as the Messiah, and Jesus silenced them. Some of these public school teachers and others, they couldn't keep their mouths shut. They revealed what's going on in the perverted thinking, and they posted it on social media. That's what this teacher did on Facebook.
But a teacher is put in authority over students, many of whom of these students followed Charlie Kirk and, you know, admired him and listened to what he did. And he was all about making a difference on campuses with the gospel and patriotism and everything else. And so that's really not a good call on her part.
Well, you know, it's one thing for this teacher to not like Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
You know, people are entitled to their opinion. But she's a public school teacher. And she has a Facebook that is available for public, including parents, members of the community, and students, by the way, can see that. And instead of keeping that perverted thinking in her mind, she expresses it publicly.
But what she said, I could just see that as like a threat, like she's threatening somebody else.
Yeah,
I mean,
somebody else. If you speak up on this LGBTQ issue, you're going to be in the same boat as Charlie Kirk. That is a terrible thing for a teacher to say. So,
and she didn't get arrested.
No, some community citizens alerted Moms for Liberty. They saw the post.
Because their children are probably in that school.
Yeah, and their kids are in the school. They live in the community. So they alerted Moms for Liberty there. And Moms for Liberty then communicated to the school board officials and the state officials. They just reported, this is what this teacher said. This is the public thing. They didn't go out and defame her. They just said, this is what this teacher said. You need to investigate it. So the government authorities, the school board and the state, they did investigate this, and they put this person on administrative leave for these vile comments posted publicly on social media. Now what happened is, when they exercised their First Amendment right, this is the right of a citizen to actually see something that's done publicly, and you're a public employee, you can then communicate with the public employer, in this case, the school district and the state, check this person out. And so when the state checks it out independently, they say, yeah, there's a problem here, and they put her on administrative leave. So now this teacher, Hope McMath, files a lawsuit against Moms for Liberty.
For calling her out.
For calling her out. At first, she had a defamation case, and then she dropped that.
But it's not defamation if it's truth.
Well, it's true. That's right. So she dropped that part of it, but then she has like an interference claim. They're interference with her contractual employment. Well, they didn't interfere.
She put it on a public
social
media.
You're the one who
media.
Put it on the social media.
It doesn't make this make sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense that she said what she said.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense that she then filed suit over what she said when it was what she said. And so...
It's like having a tantrum for getting caught, you know?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So what we have here is she's suing Moms for Liberty over the public post that she herself made for the world to see. That's retaliation and intimidation, and it's a meritless lawsuit to punish citizens for reporting a public employee's own public statements and asking whether those views were impacting students. Well, they certainly were. So Florida has what's called an anti-SLAPP law. SLAPP is all caps, S-L-A-P-P. It stands for Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation. What is that? What happened originally, how these SLAPP lawsuits began, they originally began in the context of, say, zoning issues or city or county commission hearings, where, say, somebody, say a commercial entity wants to come in and they want to do a development, and citizens go to the public zoning hearing and they speak out against that particular entity. They don't want it there, or they say this entity is going to cause congestion, problems, whatever, or it has a bad track record from past experience. They speak out in a public hearing. They have maybe 1 or 2 minutes they speak out. And then what happens is they find out that they're sued for their speech by this massive corporation, and the massive corporation does that to silence them. Those are called SLAPP laws, SLAPP lawsuits, Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation, lawsuits to stop people from participating in public participation and silence them. Then you have to defend yourself. So states, many of them, including Florida, passed what they call an anti-SLAPP law, anti-SLAPP laws. What is that? That means when you get sued, as in this case, Moms for Liberty gets sued for participating in a public way, they simply send the information to the school board and also the school department of education and say, this is what she said, take a look at it and investigate. They did, and they took action. That's constitutionally protected. So we have then responded to this lawsuit with this anti-SLAPP legislation. And what that means is we have given notice to Hope McMath that she needed to dismiss her lawsuit. And if she didn't dismiss it, we are pursuing defense of Moms for Liberty under the anti-SLAPP law. And if we win, which I am sure we will win, you, Hope McMath, will have to pay attorney's fees and costs.
Wow, that's going to backfire all over you.
Yeah, so Hope McMath did not dismiss the lawsuit.
Well, she did her homework about that or not.
She had her opportunity and did her, as did her attorney. And they still have the lawsuit. So we filed a response and we're pursuing this case against her under the anti-SLAPP law. And that's exactly what Hope McMath tried to do. She tried to intimidate Moms for Liberty into silence. You know what? Like, she picked on the wrong group.
I was going to say, what does she think she's going to accomplish through this? Moms for Liberty is not going to stop getting involved in these school boards. It's not going to stop getting involved in representing parents and children and what they're doing. That's not going to accomplish anything.
Well, Moms for Liberty didn't invent anything. They didn't distort anything. They didn't control what happened after they reported what Hope McMath posted publicly. They simply said, here are her words, you decide.
They probably just brought to light what a lot of other people noticed, but maybe were afraid to say something.
Well, and other people, I'm sure, did the same thing.
Yes.
But Moms for Liberty was the big target, so that's why they went after Moms for Liberty. So school officials, you know, they made their own decisions, as they should, but Hope McMath wants to flip the script and make citizens the villain for her speech.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the crazy thing. Hard to get your mind wrapped around it.
I know. It's like, it does not make sense.
It goes back to what I said. It's like somebody breaking into your house at night, tripping over something and causing an injury, and then they sue the homeowner because they got injured in your house. You know, they wanted to come in and rob you and do something unlawful, but they get injured. Now they sue the homeowner.
Where she could easily just apologize, take her post down, and go about her way and maybe get a job.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you can't sue people for telling the truth. You can't sue people for petitioning the government. And you cannot use the courts as a weapon to silence your critics. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Continue to pray for us as we defend Moms for Liberty against this senseless, meritless, and frivolous lawsuit. For more information, Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.